I think it's very concerning. I think obviously there are people who maybe moved to Ireland and they haven't had the kind of the primary school opportunity to learn Irish. Maybe that's why they have an exemption. There are other people who get an exemption from doing Irish but do continue on to do French or Spanish or German. I think there's a fundamental issue about respect for the Irish language and a sense of the value of the Irish language. And if that is not present, then the Irish language is easily jettisoned from the subjects that a child is doing, and not necessarily to the benefit of the child at all. So I think that we do need to look at that whole exemption system. But also, apparently, in 2023, there were about 12,000 students who did not sit Irish, but only 8,000 of them had an exemption. What happened to the other 4,000?
Okay, what would you like to see doing? I think I have a quote from you here that reads, "The biggest barrier in the Irish language is the Irish government."
Well, I think there's been a lot of lip service. You know, in 2020, part of Fianna Fáil's programme for government was that they were going to provide a comprehensive policy for the Irish language, from pre-primary education to teacher education for all schools. We're now coming towards the end of 2024. There is currently some research being done on provision of Irish in the preschool context, but really, apart from that, nothing is happening. Other than in March 2023, the amount of time devoted to teaching Irish in national schools from third class up was reduced by 14%. So it went from 3.5 hours a week to 3 hours a week. Now, that is not part of a comprehensive policy to improve the Irish language. And so I think there are fundamental issues about the government's attitude to the Irish language in the education system and the sense of value. But there are lots of things. I mean, we have too many teachers coming out of university ready to be teachers, but who don't have confidence in their own oral Irish, their capacity for general conversation. And I think that's a failing on behalf of the universities. I think we should be emphasizing Irish as a living language. Conversational skills should be an absolute priority, so that any teacher coming into school is confident about speaking Irish generally through the day, throwing Irish in whatever they are doing, not simply this idea of, well, we have half an hour where we will do Irish, but that it is interwoven throughout the day. And that's where we need to get to.